It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
It's important to note that Omicron continues to be much more transmissible than Delta.
Yeah, but what she's not telling you is milder. The CDC's own, that was Rochelle Walensky, by the way, head of the CDC. Their own paperwork, their own press release yesterday said it's milder, but they don't say that in the press conferences, never.
No, and what really bothered me was they did this huge study in California, 70,000 COVID patients, 70,000, not 700, not 7,000, 70,000. Any of them that were hospitalized, which was a handful, were there for 3 or 4 days. None of them were put on a ventilator. Nobody died. Most had like sniffles. Most of them didn't even know they had it.
Exactly. That's the asymptomatic part of the thing.
So that's 70,000 right. people. And Rochelle,
that's a giant study, too.
Yeah. Rochelle Walensky came back yesterday after all that, and she said, we have found that this variant, the Omicron variant, is far less lethal than the Delta one. No one's died. Many are not even being hospitalized. And she said it's really, you know, it's not as scary as the last couple. And I'm thinking, why don't you say that, like, from the highest mountaintop so people don't panic?
They're not good at their messaging. We know that.
Yeah.
Knew that already. You got to pay attention to it. We pay attention to this so you don't have to, because literally they will change the rules overnight.
Yeah, they did.
And they changed it from, I mean, thank God, to the 5-day quarantine. 10 days was ridiculous. Couldn't get people back to work.
Right.
And do you remember about 8 months ago, 9 months ago, the social distancing thing overnight?
Yes.
We were on the CDC page. We said, whoa.
Yeah, they switched it.
They said the 6-foot thing's not a thing.
Yeah, it could be 1,000, could be 2. Doesn't make a difference. It was like, okay.
Wow.
That's sweet. By the way, the risk of dying is 91% lower than it is for the Delta variant, according to the CDC.
And you know what else? This thing's about to go away.
Yeah, they said in New York.
It doesn't have a long lifespan.
They said in New York City, the numbers are finally starting to drop, and they're dropping rapidly. So that's what happens. It peaks and it goes. I think our governor said that like 3 weeks ago.
He did say that.
He said it's going to peak. Everyone's going to freak because everyone's going to have it. And then it's going to go right into the toilet.
Oh, then what are they going to talk about? It's the next major news story they'll talk about. They'll still be talking about the voting rights thing.
Yeah, I think that's this whole filibuster. Yeah. Get rid of it because we got to give you the rights and to make sure that your rights aren't stomped on and trampled on and you need to be able to vote.
Yeah, by the way, here's another thing, by the way. Somebody, I think on social media, pointed this out yesterday. I said, that's brilliant. I think we overthought it. If that was true, if all of these election integrity laws designed to make the system, you know, more secure are keeping people from voting, find me one person that's been not able to vote because of anything that's been done. You know the Democrats would have put this person on a mantle, would have put him or her on every interview in the world,
right,
to promote it, and all these people couldn't vote. Where are they? No one.
Well, how did
no one has?
How did 81 million people freely vote for President Biden? Didn't it's, stop
it's,
them.
It's this is a bunch of crap, is what it is. This is just a power play.
Well, they want to get rid of this filibuster, which I think is a stupid idea. You can't get rid of something that's been in Congress for all these years. You get rid of it, and what's going to happen is the Democrats are going to need it, and then they're going to have to figure out how to get it back.
And they never would. And you're right.
No. So it's you need – whenever you have to change the rules in the middle of the game, I always think there's something awry. So in this case, what's wrong with this, oh, we're giving you your voting rights back, this federal law that's going to take the states out of it completely when it comes to elections? What's wrong with this bill that you need to change the way Congress has done business for hundreds of years?
Exactly right. Right. But you got to go that extreme.
I don't know.
Well, I'm not Biden got up there in Atlanta the other day. I'm not messing around anymore.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get rid of this. Being silent.
And now he's going to talk to a bunch of cronies, a bunch of Democrats. What'll be interesting to see is who he sits down and talks with today about this thing to try to push his agenda. Oh. It's a long shot still.
Does he talk to Tom Cotton?
No, this is just Democrats.
Can you play the Tom Cotton speech?
Isn't this was something. Tom Cotton used Chuck Schumer's own words about the filibuster yesterday. It was really incredible.
The senator from Arkansas.
Right now, we are on the precipice of a constitutional crisis. We're about to step into the abyss. I want to talk for a few minutes why we're on that precipice. Those are powerful words, but they're not mine. Every word of my speech today was originally spoken by our esteemed colleague, the senior senator from New York, Chuck Schumer.
That amazing.
That's a,
I he you know, used Chuck Schumer's speech in his speech.
That's hysterical. Had I been in those chambers, because I think all these senators and representatives are making these speeches with like five people in you know the room with them. I'm thinking if I were in the room, I would have stood up on the desk and screamed and yelled, "Yeah, right, Tom!"
So well done. And you heard him credit. There when he said Chuck Schumer's name. He brought up a giant cardboard poster of Chucky's head.
Oh, jeez.
Make sure everybody knew
so that
that would get the visual on every news outlet in the world.
That is wonderful.
And he explained why he did it, too.
Senator Schumer spoke so eloquently in defense of the Senate's rules, customs, and traditions when the fortunes of his party looked a little different. My, how times have changed.
Yeah, they loved it before. They loved it. That was just a few years ago.
I'm telling you, it's like when, you know, you go through your junk drawer and you think, or you go through your closet and you finally get rid of an outfit that's been sitting there for years and you haven't worn it. And the next thing you know, oh, my God, I got rid of that red dress. I could have worn it tonight. And then you realize you need it. The minute you get rid of it, you need it. So when you have to change law that's been there for hundreds of years, there's something wrong with what you're trying to push.
That's a good point.
That's the only way I look at it.
You're right.
You got Disney Plus, right?
We're going yes.
Good news now, because we need good news. This will probably make Diener happier than you. Eternals, which made close to $402 million in the box office, is on Disney Plus as we speak. It is now available.
I just got that alert last night that it's streaming now. I haven't seen it.
What is this about? Is this another one of those superhero things?
I love the way you say it. Another one of those superheroes. You know, well, the massively successful franchise.
I don't that's care been going if it's massively years. Successful. It's just I can't follow them. There's too many of them. It's like, oh, my God.
The only thing I've heard is that a lot of the Disney nerds don't like it too much.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't seen it either, so I am looking forward to seeing it. But I heard different things about this when it was out in theaters. Some people thought it was good. Some people were like, eh.
Are these before Iron Man and Spider-Man? And, or are these after? Who are these? Are they cartoons? Is this a cartoon? Or
it's live action.
Okay.
The Eternals are a new NFL franchise.
That's right.
Just awarded to Dubuque.
Yes.
Say it's the Washington football team.
Well, that's
in
right.
Your name.
It's the Washington Eternals.
That's right. They're like the Watchers. They're like these universal entities. It's a little confusing, but I mean, out of all the Marvel movies, I think this is one of the lowest rated movies they've made as far as like critics and fan scores.
I have so much stuff to catch up on when I find some time. Eternals is way down in the list.
I started Spider-Man.
Which what?
No Way Home. Is that how it was?
Perfect Nugent?
It was a while ago.
The one
ago.
That just came out?
No, the other one.
Oh.
Can't Get Home. Left Home, I don't know, something.
Spider-Man, I Have No Home.
It could have been that one, I don't know.
Homecoming?
Maybe that was
maybe
it.
Maybe
okay.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay. Far From Home?
I don't know what it was. It's on TV. I watched part of it last night.
Oh, then it's Far From Home, because they've been showing that a lot.
Okay.
With Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let me guess, you hated it.
No, I mean, I turned it off because Nora wasn't thrilled. She was like, "Could we watch something else?"
Nora turns around. She goes, "Grandma, you're Spider-Man.
It's
the
boring.
Worst movie ever made." Well, do you think it's finally happened? People have finally had enough of even mentioning the word COVID.
Yes.
And a bar in Ireland says if you even mention it, they're going to fine you.
I love this bar. We're going to go find this bar.
It's fantastic. We got that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News time is coming up, and it's going to be rapid-fire news, that version at 7:30, Karen, where we're all involved.
Yes, we all get involved. Too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yep.
Governor DeSantis says that he will support the Republican-led bill that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It's like the Texas bill.
Mm-hmm.
He signaled he would sign it if it landed on the desk. They just started the new legislative session, and that was the first thing on their plate was this bill, so it could happen. Yep, that one coming up.
It's going to be a big legislative session for the state of Florida. He's pushing a bunch of different things. I want to know when the gas tax holiday that will probably pass. It's got a lot of support. I wonder when that would be.
I would assume, and just being somewhat logical, if I could be, over the summer when everybody's on the road.
Yeah.
So like, you know.
Or how about spring break or something?
Or Well, then you don't get the tax from the people coming in town.
Oh, that's true,
so
too.
So he's going to wait. No, I think it'll wait till the summer when everybody's, you know, taking road trips and stuff with their kids. So.
Just in time for $8 a gallon gas.
Boy.
If inflation doesn't stop.
Did you see how much they said gas has gone up in a year?
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
It's the highest one. It was 50% increase?
Yeah. And by the way, inflation has hit 7%. So basically think of a 7% invisible mystery tax that's been thrown onto your life. So you got a 5% raise. You're kind of happy with that. You know, you've been with the company for a few years. You're losing money.
You're losing money. They say it's the highest rate in 40 years. 40 years.
Wow.
But this presidency, this administration blames it all on COVID.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm like,
mean when you shut down the world and they just print up a bunch of money to throw at it? You mean that didn't work?
Oh, I mean, and that you're still
These still geniuses, the adults are in charge now in the administration? The smart kids? Okay, you idiots.
They have, yesterday, Bernie Sanders says he wants to make those N95 masks available to every American on demand, free of charge.
Yeah, okay, Bernie.
The government's going to buy them to the tune of, like, it was like $5 billion. I'm like, what are you, nuts?
Okay, for a variant that's about to go away.
I'm like, stop it.
Within a couple of weeks. All right, we were talking about off the air and on the air about the Prince Andrew story. So here's the update. So he was trying to get this lawsuit from local girl, Virginia Giuffre, from Royal Palm Beach, against him dismissed. Well, in a shocking turn of events, a New York court said, no, you can't dismiss that. This means he may have to come to New York to testify at least some point in a lawsuit that will still continue. So I jumped over to the Daily Mail UK to see, because, you know, they're all over the royals and the tabloid stuff.
They behead him yet?
No, but oh my God. They've got the, you know, the long range British tabloid camera thing. It took a picture of him in the British Range Rover. The description is, he's stern faced as he gets the news. Other one says, Prince Andrew's attorneys say he has only bad options.
Ooh.
Wow. Lawyers are in crisis. Vows to fight for justice in U.S. court battle this autumn.
I don't think he's ever going to make it. And I think this Virginia Giuffre is going to own a very large castle in the middle of the U.K. in the near future.
She could. His argument was, she took a cash, $500,000 cash settlement already.
Yeah, but that was with Jeffrey Epstein. But what the judge ruled is that contract between Virginia Giuffre and Jeffrey Epstein was basically too ambiguous. She said, I really don't know who the contract was for and who it's between and what it means. So, yeah, you know what? Your name wasn't in there, so forget it. You're not exonerated.
Yeah, the suit accuses Prince Andrew of having sex with her when she was 17.
Yeah, a number of times is what she says.
I think he's something bad is going to, you're right, something bad will happen to him before he even has to testify. You can just tell. They can't have this kind of besmirch on the royal family.
Well, look at how the royal family treated Princess Diana during that divorce.
Yeah, and that was a divorce.
Yeah, and she was like blacklisted and you couldn't, it was horrible what they did to that girl. And this guy's doing this kind of stuff. It should be interesting. His wife, he lives with his ex-wife, Fergie. And I'm like, remember the redhead?
Oh, yeah.
That's his ex-wife. They live together. I don't know why.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Mm.
Here's the other thing that may come from this, and this is what, really, I mean this. This is what the world should hope for. Another part of this case which may come out, lawyers for Prince Andrew's accuser, Virginia Giuffre, they're demanding, and it may come up in this case, the unsealing of vast swaths of information about Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell that was sealed in her trial. In Ghislaine Maxwell's trial.
Wow.
Because of this Virginia Giuffre thing, this may give them cause to open that up again, which would tell you all the Johns, highly important elite people, that were involved with this. And that's why this is a story.
And I think this is why he will never make it to the courtroom.
Exactly.
I don't think and that's just a gut feeling. Either he's going to get Epstein'd or the Queen's going to lock him away somewhere. Remember, it's her son. He's not testifying on behalf of the royal family and making them look any worse than what they already look like. Wow.
Think about the possibilities of all the people that would like him never to talk. CIA, MI5, the royals, the Clintons. That's a lot against you.
That's a lot against you.
I think maybe that's what his lawyers meant when he said he has only bad options.
Could very well be.
Oh, boy.
So what happens? They offer her a settlement, maybe. I don't think she wants the money. I think publicly she wants him, prosecuted.
She already got money.
Yeah, she's got a lot of money. So.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. Are we fed up with COVID-19? Yes, we are. We were fed up about a year and a half ago, but not as fed up as this bar in Ireland.
I love this bar. And granted, it's in Ireland. And the name, what was the name of the bar? I forgot. It's one of the, it's Alt Bar. ALT. So I don't know how you is it pronounced that way in Ireland as well. But in Ireland, we all know they love their beer. So there is a sign in this one bar that is a COVID-free area. So if you mention COVID, you mention pandemic, you mention COVID-19, you mention Omicron, you mention Delta, they fine you. And it's kind of like having a curse jar. Mine always filled up very quickly, by the way. But this COVID jar is filling up. And every time you mention anything about COVID, you got to pay what they say is roughly about $2. It's in euros, but it's in $2. So far, they said they got almost $1,000, and all the money goes to a local charity. And they're going to change the charity as time goes on. So I think it's a brilliant idea.
They've benefited Donegal Hospice so far. You're right. It's a giant tip jar.
Isn't that great?
And it goes to show you how sick people are of even just talking about this constant reminder in our lives.
It is. It's like, come on, people. Can the world move forward? We know what the ramifications are. You know?
Right.
They need the president of the United States to get up and say, this is it. Bang, 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 bang. And just outline four things that need to be done.
No, they're keeping it going. Because they're profiting off this.
Jeez, it's terrible.
All right, well, we're moving on to rapid fire in about 5 minutes. Karen will have the headlines. We'll chime in. Keep it here.
It's 7:30. Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire with Karen Curtis on News Talk 850 WFTL.
A lot to cover. Let's get to it. Karen's got all that. We'll chime in, too. So what are you starting with?
Well, Democrats pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting desperate there. Even former President Obama has penned an opinion in USA Today. He says the filibuster, you know, the nuclear option, it's got to go.
Oh, gee, you don't say.
So that we can,
you don't say, Barry.
So we can pass this these bills to change our elections and make them federalized.
And make Democrats in control forever, a one-party country, and that's the goal. Don't kid yourselves.
As I have always said, if the filibuster, this voting rights bill was so great, why do they have to get rid of something that's been in Congress since its inception?
Well, it hasn't. They added it. It's just a kind of like a, it's a reform. And what he says is that you don't need 60 votes. You can just block efforts to protect the democracy by changing this. And he says banning the filibuster would create a new Senate precedent. So just create a new precedent. Doesn't need 60 votes. You just need a majority, which then Sinema and Manchin would still be in the way.
There's more Democrat senators, too, apparently against that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
But it's just like a reform that he's calling for. So it's not in stone. It's not in the Constitution or anything. It's just something that the Senate added, and they could take it away. But you're right. Democrats may need it again in 2022 if they lose power. So
they know that.
The whole thing. And about nine people are on, get this, nine people now testing positive for coronavirus every second.
That's for the Omicron.
Right.
Not surprised.
Variant.
We're all going to get it.
Yeah. So Rhode Island is the most infected state, New York, California. So President Biden sending the military teams to help those affected states. And he's going to give an update this morning on Omicron. And the CDC is preparing a new mask guidance. We need to wear N95s. Those cloth masks don't work. They're admitting.
But
you can wear the N95 for, they're really expensive. I couldn't find them. I went to Walgreens and they don't have them.
No.
You can wear them for 40 hours, then you put them in a paper bag. Do you put something else in the paper bag with the mask?
Yes.
Or you just, okay.
Popcorn and
salt and butter.
Caramel. Yeah. That's it. You shake it up. This is ridiculous.
For 5 days.
I've been
days.
Pretty compliant through this whole thing. I'm not putting, I'm buying a new mask, putting it in a paper bag and shaking it up like Jiffy Pop popcorn. No. Not doing it. No more.
Then we'll run out of paper bags.
It's just stupid.
Paper bags will cost $5 a piece.
That's right. There'll be a shortage of paper bags.
Yeah. Well, I'll be going to Publix.
Yeah. Can I have a paper will it bag, work in please? A plastic bag?
I don't know. Why does it work?
I got tons of those.
Yeah, so they're saying you just take this mask, you put it in a bag, and you shake it, and that sanitizes it?
I'm guessing you put some sort of a disinfectant in there.
So this is the thing that Bernie Sanders wants to provide for all Americans?
Yeah. To the tune of, like, I forgot
it's
how
billions.
Many. I think it was $5 billion. He's like, oh, but he wants them available constantly, not just one per person. He wants them like in boxes hanging on the walls at every school in the country, at every church, place you meet.
The Democrats in masks, honest to God, they wear them like the Trump MAGA hats. On the other side. They really do. They love the masks. It's beyond a health thing. They love it as a symbol of just compliance or something. I don't know what it is.
Rochelle Lewinsky had two on when she testified for that
Senate.
It's
ridiculous. I think it's all for show. And another thing they're not telling you about, the reason they're sending in the National Guard to help at hospitals is not because of COVID, really. It is, but it isn't. It isn't because they're running out of people to work. It's because everyone's getting sick. Everyone's getting it. So all
nine
the hospital,
people in
well,
every
the,
second.
Well, the hospital staff, they're calling in sick because that's protocol. They got to go home, so they don't have enough people.
Right.
But it's
clogging
not because
hospitals.
They're dying.
Because you got people so hyped up. Someone will get a sniffle now, and they go to the emergency room now, taking up a spot in a bed and time where they are likely to actually catch this variant of the thing because they went to a hospital when they shouldn't have. And that's what hype and misinformation and hysteria does.
It's nuts.
All right. Well, moving on, we've got these COVID tests that are available. Remember the million that expired? They're no longer expired. It's not like a Waldorf salad that's gone off. No, these tests are fine. You just extend the expiration date and keep on using them.
Right. So it's actually a benefit. We got a million tests we have now.
And they'll be handed out. Plus, I think the vice president said earlier this morning, millions of kits will be mailed to homes starting next week.
Okay.
So
then we'll all get a positive test and nothing. No one will go to work. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Also, this happened in Miami.
Excessive force can never be an acceptable foundation for the policing of any community.
So that is, she's a wonderful state attorney, Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle. Three South Florida officers on the wrong side of the law, their own body cameras are evidence against them.
We believe that these cases today are more than good faith mistakes. We are alleging that these failures to comply with the law are crimes. Two of these cases have video from police body-worn cameras.
Yeah, I've seen the video. So it was the Miami Gardens Opa-locka, Miami-Dade police officer. But she's fair on both sides of the law and with criminals as well, unlike in other states where, you know, there's no bond and they're not being tried. So she's on both sides. Coming up on Rapid Fire, new name in the hat for Oscar host.
Oh, jeez, and I'm out. Bill, you're going to send Bill over the edge. Don't even mention the guy's name.
Okay. Why do they even bother with the Oscars anymore?
I don't know.
Just don't do them.
I like that they had the Golden Globes, but we didn't know about it.
No. It was on, like, closed-circuit TV.
Yeah, you know what?
There was no red carpet. That's the only reason I look at it.
You know, go to Meryl Streep's house. Have drinks with her and give out the awards.
There you go. It's all about them anyway. Time for APD WFTL traffic and weather together. We're going to concentrate on Broward because that's where our problems are. Crash right lane block Pompano on the turnpike southbound after Atlantic Boulevard. So backups to Trash Mountain. And then also crash three left lanes blocked northbound 95 at Cypress Creek Road. Traffic back to Oakland Park. So as you're trying to head out of Broward into Palm Beach, a problem there on the I.
Traffic and weather together is brought to you by New South Window.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. Every single New South Window is custom manufactured just for your home. And now you can buy two windows and get the third absolutely free.
Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
UWPTV First Alert weather, mixture of sun and clouds for today, highs in the low 70s, about a 40% chance of some showers throughout the day on the breeze. And Friday, we should see the beginning of some really pretty weather through your three-day weekend. Currently 68 degrees, partly cloudy in the Palm Beaches. Back to Rapid Fire, Bill.
Don't wait for a giant pile of dry cleaning to take over your closet. Get it done with free pickup and delivery from Ozo 2 Eco Dry Cleaners. They're awesome. Sign up and you can find out about them. Ozo2USA.com.
Okay, well, back to Rapid Fire. Yesterday, Prince Andrew got some pretty bad news.
Oh, boy.
This U.S. Judge Kaplan said, no, the trial can, it's a civil trial by Virginia Giuffre, who's from Palm Beach County. She was one of those Royal Palm Beach students who was brought into Palm Beach, Epstein's Palm Beach estate, and in New York, where she apparently, she says, serviced Prince Andrew. And so this is a civil case that can go forward. So now what they're saying is Judge Kaplan has set a deadline for out-of-court depositions under oath to be completed by July 14th. So that can happen in London.
Ooh.
Okay.
Then he can remain in the UK for that phase of the trial, and he could also stay there if the case is settled.
Oh, I think the Queen's on the phone right now offering her castles, acreage, sheep, Range Rovers. You kidding me? She's going to give her everything.
Harry,
Yeah, she'd like to give her hair.
You can have Harry too.
From that crazy woman.
Yeah, let's make a trade.
Now we can, you know, if it goes forward, the trial, it's not clear if he would have to go to the U.S. to testify, or he could appear via video link. Or decline to participate. He can decline.
The Daily Mail UK, which is always a little bit hysterical, you know, because it's mostly like a tabloid. They're all over this, and they said his lawyers are telling him, according to them, he only has bad options, one of which is going to be to testify in person in New York City.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
He'll never make it.
But he also can appeal Kaplan's ruling and take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, could hear the case.
No, maybe that's what they're going to do then. They'll just tie it up in court.
I believe it'll settle out of court very quietly. She just wants money.
I don't think so. She already got her money.
Yeah, she got and half a million from Jeffrey Epstein.
There are very powerful people on the other side behind her, because another big part of this is her lawyers are demanding the unsealed information that came up in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, like the Johns names. That's really what this is about, because that would give it cause to bring this up again, which would be huge.
And I think they're going to have a treadmill in the courtroom to see if he sweats.
Context?
Because she said that she went dancing with him and that he was sweating profusely, and he says, I don't sweat.
Yeah. Can you imagine if the John's names came out, though?
No. That would be bad.
Think of all the people that want to stop him. Probably MI5, the CIA, the Clintons.
Bill Gates.
Yes.
A lot of money.
Alan Dershowitz.
Well, just think of how many people were on that island or on that plane.
On that plane, the Lolita Express.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. This girl already got $500,000. I don't know if it's just about money. May not settle.
We'll see.
Wow.
Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson being eyed.
You said that just
context.
No, it was written to host the... this year's Academy Awards. Yeah. Because he's being eyed because Bill says he has butthole eyes.
You're bringing me into this.
I have to attribute it. But he is definitely dating Kim Kardashian, so that would be interesting.
True. That's true. Yeah. He is.
She's probably the reason he got asked to host the Oscars.
It probably doesn't hurt.
He has an amazing, amazing, what do you call it? Past history of beautiful women he's dated.
Yes.
It's like stunning.
It is.
It's like the funny guy gets the good looking girl.
But if he was funny. No.
That's the problem, right? It's just,
He's just on SNL.
However, he did say wonderful things about Bob Saget, so I'll give him credit for that.
Okay, well, they're very good. Girl Scout cookie season is here. What's your favorite?
I like the one with the coconut and the chocolate on it. What is
Samoas?
That yeah, those.
Oh, the Samoas. And really the Tiger Longs, and you got the Samoas with the caramel coconut.
I used to be a Thin Mint guy. I'm over those.
They sell more of those, like 5 to 1 over everything else. Those are their biggies, I think.
Well, they've introduced a brownie-inspired adventureful cookie. Ooh. I was a brownie. I never flew up to be a Girl Scout, so I'm a little bit bitter about this whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really don't know about this whole experience of selling cookies.
Well, I can tell you guys this.
Yes, Diener?
If there is a box of Thin Mints in the house, they will be gone by dinner time. If they come in by, say... 10 a.m. They're gone by 6 p.m. Between the kids and Kristen, oh my gosh, Thin Mints do not last long.
That's what happened to me, though. I ate so many of them. I had my full allotment of Thin Mints in my life.
Yes.
I've moved on. We've broken up.
It's not you. It's me, Thin Mints.
You're still good. I've just, you know, I'm looking for other flavors.
But fair warning, because usually the Southeast chapter of the Girl Scouts drops off bags for all of us here at all our stations, and our names are on it. Touch our bag, and I will hunt you down.
Yeah. They drop them off in the afternoon. If you haven't noticed, we work in the morning.
That's correct.
There have been thefts before.
Yep.
There have been killings over this.
It got real ugly.
Jen murdered a kid last year.
Put it this way. I scared him so badly, he left.
Doesn't work
anymore. Yeah, he left this earth.
Yeah, he doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, vamoosh.
Yeah.
British actor... Actor. Ooh. Doctor. I'm an artist. I signed my work. This doctor signed his work.
Oh, jeez.
This is creepy. This is like Hannibal Lecter creepy.
Yeah, it is.
I thought of that, too.
He signed these livers with a fine Chianti. I don't know. He transplanted livers and he used a Bovie, which is like the cauterizing thing, and he signed his initials on the freaking organ.
But like the letters are like an inch wide or something. That's insane.
So how'd he get caught?
Well, they had to go back in on one of them that didn't work out so well.
Oh,
and they saw...
Maybe it was because he put the initials in the liver. That's why it didn't work so
Bram
well.
Hall?
Can't that cause damage?
I know.
Mean, you're doing something unnatural to an organ.
Well, to a person that was in there for liver surgery. Yeah. Hey, can you not write on it?
So apparently his professional arrogance meandered over the line to criminal behavior. He's no longer practicing in the UK.
Part of the settlement was, we'll get you a wood-burning set, sir. Just stop writing on the patients.
That is just the ultimate in arrogance, right?
Yeah, but did he say why he did it?
Arrogance.
Arrogant. You just, look what I've done. Look what I've done.
I now own you. Signed you.
Who's SB?
Did you see his picture?
No.
Okay, how would you describe this guy? What do you think he looks like?
Simon Bramhall. He's probably got round tortoise glasses and gray hair.
He's a fat little bridge troll.
He's a fat little chubby guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, about 5'2".
So he's overcompensating. There you go.
Could be.
I mean, that's not the only thing he signs. Anyway, wraps up Rapid Fire. What great radio is coming up next.
Watch out for the golden can of Bud.
I can't wait.
In your next six-pack, because it could get you $1 million. How about that?
I like this.
Not Bud Light, Bud Heavy. So we'll give you the information.
Okay.
It's coming up next. That and some headlines, too. And what Tom Cotton did, believe it or not, on the Senate floor yesterday was very entertaining. It's coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. Newstalk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. This might be a little hopeful, maybe, probably, if you've got a lot of people are. They bought when the prices were low, a cruise coming up here, and you're thinking, oh, this new variant, or what's the next one? Looks like starting this weekend, the cruise industry does not have to follow CDC guidelines.
Yeah, the CDC had taken, remember when they took over and they shut everything down, and it was probably a couple of years ago, so that agreement with the CDC and its guidelines and its protocol for cruise ships ends on Saturday.
That's big.
Then each cruise company gets to set its own protocols. I always say follow the money.
Yeah.
It was like the NFL. We knew that wasn't going to last long because you got rich old guys losing too much money and it wasn't going to happen. The cruise industry, they're going to go belly up unless they start sailing again on a regular basis.
The only thing I can think of that might mess that up is if they're just so afraid of public perception. Because remember, they have worldwide customers.
It's true.
There's a lot of paranoia and hysteria out there. So maybe they think they face a backlash if they just, open up everything again. I don't know.
I'm sure they're going to have guidelines where, you have to have, two shots. Maybe you're going to have a booster. Maybe you also have to prove you're negative. Maybe you're going to be tested every day while you're on the ship. I don't know. Maybe the same, plans will stay in place. But I think it gives them a little more leeway to start running again.
At least they can make a decision on it.
Remember that Norwegian cruise line left Miami? It was on, 7-day trip? The first day, five people diagnosed with the tested positive for Omicron. They turned the ship around. I'm thinking, I just paid $2,000 for a 7-day trip, and you're sending me home?
You're on the balcony. You're like, hey, why are we going left?
Like, oh, no.
And then those poor folks that tested positive, and this was before they knew what Omicron was going to be all about. They locked him in their rooms.
They lock you in the room.
No, thanks.
And they feed you like they slide the tray under the door. Like you're in prison. Here you go.
I'm your captain now.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
That's terrible.
It's not often that something entertaining happens on the Senate floor, but something happened yesterday.
The senator from Arkansas.
Right now, we are on the precipice of a constitutional crisis.
That was Tom Cotton?
Yeah.
And that wasn't his speech. His time on the floor was Chuck Schumer's speech from a few years ago.
Those are powerful words, but they're not mine. Every word of my speech today was originally spoken by our esteemed colleague.
Here comes the poster.
The senior senator from New York.
He pulled a Grady Chuck move.
He used Chuck Schumer's speech from a few years ago when Chuck Schumer loved the filibuster.
He doesn't like it much today, though.
That was well done.
That really was great. And see, now, if the Republicans were smart.
They're not.
Which they're not, but if they were, they would take that speech and they would run that everywhere. They would take it to every platform, every interview. Did you see what Tom Cotton said yesterday? Oh, play the clip here. I brought it with me.
Yeah,
you
know? It would be misconstrued. People would think, even Republicans want to get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah, well, no, they don't want to get rid of it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it would be misconstrued because the Republicans mess it all up.
Well, we've got this going on. If your next, I guess they'd be in 12 packs too, probably cases as well.
Budweiser.
Watch out for the golden can of Bud.
We're going to have golden ticket. Now, well, there's a
couple. Oh, I got that, too.
Thank you so very much.
We're full, chock full of sound today,
well,
Jen.
This is pretty interesting, though, because you don't actually have to find a golden can.
Right.
You can make your own, because if you go to Budweiser's website, they have the wrapping that you can print. You put it around the can, and the whole thing is it's a social media campaign, and you have to follow their little plan perfectly. So you take a picture, then you post it to wherever you're going to post it. You have to make sure you use the right hashtags, but everybody who does that is eligible to win $1 million.
Right.
I'd do it. And it's not that hard. I mean, the hashtags, it's nothing like serious. It's like, you know, you put it at Budweiser USA, and then the hashtag is live like a king and sweepstakes, and stick it up and you're in.
But if you find one of the 10,000 golden cans, you're entered too. That would be fun to have.
Well, you would think they got to be like in cases or boxes so
have
you can't
be.
See it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's got to be hidden. But
right.
It'd be neat. I guess it starts soon. It goes on until they say you can enter between January 10th and February 20th. And then on the 21st, they will announce who the random winner is. That's pretty cool. Watch. I would love to see how many more Instagram or Twitter, you know, followers they get now because of this.
It's very good marketing.
Very brilliant idea.
Smart.
I see. If I get the golden can, would you drink it or do you keep it?
I was just thinking that. I would keep it. I would keep it unopened. Put it on a shelf. We had in our family for years a complete unopened six-pack of Billy beer.
Do you really?
We did. I don't know what the hell happened to it.
Oh, you know
what? Remember Billy Carter?
Oh, yeah.
We had Billy beer.
Everybody made fun of him.
It was huge, the laughing
joke of the White House. Yeah, it was great. I never had it, but I remember Billy Beer.
I think it got lost in a move.
Well, we've all moved. I found, and they sit in my display case, there are two Coca-Cola bottles, little bottles, from the opening of Hollywood Studios.
Mm.
Well, now it's something else.
Right.
It was MGM at the time. So, and they say, you know, Walt Disney World on them. And everyone goes, why don't you drink them? I went, because if you open them, they're no good anymore. They probably taste like crap right now.
Till somebody needed a rum and Coke one day and they opened it up on you.
I would have killed them. Would have killed them.
Hey, how about this? A guy's pot brownies almost killed everybody at the senior center.
This guy's now making national news, you know. He's live everywhere.
He made some pot brownies. Grandma took him to the old folks' home by mistake. They're all okay.
Yeah, they're fine. But this sounds like it's something that would happen like on Seinfeld. It really is. But it happened in real life. Holy cow.
We get that more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here.